T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A career high, 3 touchdowns. And here is Jason Sanders. 47 yards. The kick is up. The kick is good.
He hit the kick.
No. Oh, no.
Jason Sanders has won the game for the Miami Dolphins.
No flags. It's over.
Unbelievable.
We're off the roller coaster. I can't take anymore.
Wow, what a game.
Miami has Dolphins.
What a game, what a kick. It's Dolphins Monday, defended by your insurance attorney, Anthony Lopez. Call 305-800-LOSS, and we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline and talk to the kicker, the hero kicker from yesterday, Jason Sanders, who kicked that game-winning field goal in overtime. Jason, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Feeling pretty good. nothing can explain what happened.
So how do you sleep after something like that? I'm just curious, like, the biggest kick of your life, right? I mean, that's got to be it right there. Overtime, NFL, early in your career, I can't imagine anything bigger. So what do you do last night? How do you sleep?
It's more of just a family moment for me. Calling my parents, calling my girlfriend, just getting the first experience out of the way, There's nothing you can say to define what it feels like to kick your first game-winning field goal in the NFL.
Jason, the amazing thing is that would have been good in arena football. You split the uprights, man. That thing was just your mindset, the 47-yarder, right split down the middle. Did you know right away when you hit it, or at what point do you go? Because at first, you didn't jump up and down and go crazy. You kind of were cool about it.
I didn't want to pre-celebrate and something happened. The little wind gust come in at the end. No, but when I touched it, I felt my foot. I had a pretty good feeling. I struck it pretty well.
Jason, what do your text messages look like when you got to the locker room?
I didn't finish them.
I figured you couldn't answer everyone back, right? You just kind of left it where it was.
I want to ask you about Parkey. He's down at the other end. You're watching that kick. And his started right down the middle and then started heading right just outside the goalpost there. What are you thinking as you're watching that? Did you think right off the bat that was good, or could you tell?
I saw he didn't miss by much. I don't know if you saw that. He missed by maybe a couple of inches. But as another kicker, you don't want to see – other kickers miss. You got one job, and that one job is to put it through the upright. So when you see a kicker not do that, you have a heart for him in it. But Cody's a great kicker, and he's honestly somebody that a rookie kicker wants to be. He's been in the league for years now, and he's signed a good deal with the Chicago Bears.
Yeah. Hey, Jason, I want to get during the game at the end there. Chicago, 41-yard line, 34 seconds left. The team decides to punt. I think it would have been roughly, help me out, about a 58-yard field goal. I saw you warming up. Had you made something? Usually I watch before the game to see how far you're kicking them. There's been a lot of days where you're making them right at 60. Did they come to you and go, hey, you want to kick this 58 yarders? Can you make it? Or was their mind already made up?
I think it was just a tough decision on the game situation. If I go out there and make it, I'm a hero. But if I go out there and miss, they got the ball right at basically the 50-yard line.
Right. Yeah, so I was just wondering, where were you making them from before the game started? How far out were you yesterday?
It was around 62, 61. But, it just depends on the game. Some days you feel extra good. Like at the Bengals, I was hitting 65 with a little extra. But at the last night, it was probably around 62, 61.
That is amazing. It's just amazing to hear someone. I felt confident from 60 or 62.
No, we were watching Bob.
I know. It's crazy.
Bob and I are up in the thing. I go, Bob, you see this kid? He's kicking him from 60, man. Like, that. You keep going far as far back until you feel like you can't make him, because I know Coach is watching to see, because he wants to get an idea during the game how far. How does that work? Tell me how that works before the game.
Well, I mean, it's hard to say you're confident from kicking from 60 yards.
Yeah. No problem, Coach.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't say I'm 100% confident from kicking from 60. You know, it's just, it's going to get there, I believe.
Yeah, right. I can get there.
I believe.
I'm just
that's
not
okay.
Sure if that sucker's going straight. I got you. Yeah.
I like that confidence right there. I'm okay.
There's a lot that can go wrong.
Yeah.
Of course. Like you said, you didn't want to jump up and down until that thing would split the uprights just in case the wind. I can understand that. All right. So you said first game winning kick in the NFL. High school, college, were there other ones there? Have you ever been in that situation before?
I had one my senior year of college. And that was about it, a 53-yarder.
Wow, okay.
53, okay.
Coming from, and what you've been through, coming from New Mexico, you were drafted in the seventh round, but the kicking going on with Greg Joseph, who, by the way, is also kicking now for the Browns. Every day, have you ever been through this where everybody keeps track in the media of all the kicks you make and don't make and from how far? Did you follow that, and are you aware of that everybody's keeping an eye on your kicking every day in practice?
I knew what the situation was, and I knew people would be doing that at practice, but honestly, it's just – and I would leave practice knowing what I did, you know, so it's not like it was a surprise. I went 6-for-7 or 7-for-7, you know. It wasn't a surprise to me if I knew what it was, but – it was a new experience. You know, I'm a rookie, so everything I experienced in training camp was basically all new to me.
Jason, when you get in that situation where you're kicking, you know, the game winner in overtime or in regulation, whatever it is, and you have that pressure on you, and you know when you get back to the sideline, you miss that kick, you're going to be the guy going all by yourself to the sideline or to the side. But if you make it, you're going to get jumped by about 50 or 60 guys, including coaches, at the end. What's that pressure like as you're walking out there for that kind of kick?
That's the kind of pressure you got to be able to sustain being an NFL kicker, I believe. I mean, I've learned a lot over the couple past weeks being in my first year in the NFL, but you just have one job. You have to stay confident and know that you can get your job done. You know, I think you see a lot of mistakes when people don't, you know, go out there fully believing that the ball is going to go through.
How about also yesterday, kind of lost in everything, you got your first 50-yarder in the National Football League. I'm going to talk about that, but first of all, talk about kicking that 50-yarder. It has to feel pretty good.
Yeah, that was a pretty good kick for me. I mean, my long was 42, I think, the week before, so, I mean, it was good to get a longer one.
So now let me ask you, I've always said this, and tell me if I'm wrong, because if I do, I always say it on the radio, so you can just correct me right now. I've always felt like, and we saw it yesterday, 50-plus is a different mindset for a field goal kicker versus the 40-yarder, and obviously 30-yarders are now extra points. But do you feel that way as a kicker? Because obviously the ball can bleed a little bit more left or right. What do you think? Do you agree with that?
I believe that it has to be the same kick, yes, because if you watch some of the PATs kickers make, they go straight down the middle and they're probably good for 60, you know, but you back it up, there's a lot of room for error, basically. The closer you are, there's a lot of room for error, and the farther you get back, it means you're more focused.
Hey, Jason, just as a fan yesterday, because I've been watching games for a long time, that was one of the wildest, craziest games I've ever seen in my 200 years of being around. What was that like for you over on the side, watching that game and obviously being the biggest part of it at the end there?
Well, my first year in the NFL, look at the first game. You know, you have the longest game in NFL history.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You've been through a lot. That's right.
I've seen a lot in the past in this last five years.
I forgot about that. By the way, what did you do that day just to warm up after stretching and stretching out about 35 times? What was that like coming back out?
It was just a process. It was a long game of warming up. You take a normal game, it's still you're warming up a lot, you know, and then you take that game and put two hour breaks in between there and there. It was just a long day.
So, you know what's weird, Zach? I'm listening to Jason Sanders, the Miami Dolphins game-winning kick yesterday, hits it from 47, not a chip shot. And he's got no family here at all. So did any of the guys go, come on, Jason, let's go out and grab up. What'd you do last night?
I went out with Matt Hawk, the punter.
Oh, yeah, the old holder. The old holder with you, man. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Did he pay? Who paid for that?
He did.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
I was going to say him or Gase, one of
Jason,
the two of those guys.
Jason, you get so
yeah.
quiet. You act like I was getting – poor Jay, last time Jason and I were together, and Bo cut me off, so we're doing a high school show, and Jason was with us. And I said, hey, Jason, I was a seventh-round pick. I got $7,500 for my signing bonus.
And we laugh at that.
And we laugh. It was 30-something years ago. So I was getting ready to ask Jason. He got a big smile on his face. He walked away, so I didn't get a chance to see. Have you spent that little signing bonus yet, or no, you still have it?
I still have most of it. I bought a truck with it, but I still have most of it, yes.
That's nice stuff right there.
Not like Joe's $7,500
signing
bonus.
Oh, that was gone.
Right?
Yeah, I sucked that right up, man. That $7,500.
Joe spent it
bucks
that night. Yeah,
just
Joe spent $7,500 that night.
Jason, congratulations, man. Really nice having you, and congratulations on the big kick and helping your team get that win in overtime. Wild night, but your first 50-yarder and a game winner. Pretty damn special night, bud.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Jason Sanders joining us. Miami Dolphins rookie kicker, not kicking like a rookie last night.
No, either gets ripped when they miss kicks or the high praise when you kick a game winner in overtime.
He didn't want to get into stuff a little bit. I think it's pretty cool, though, that
of course it
his punter was out with them last night.
Listen, that's funny. That's a good question. I want to see who he's partying with last night, the punter. And the punter took
Matt Hawk. That's
picked
pretty
up
cool
the check also. By the way, Miami Dolphins cheerleaders will host their annual fashion show on Friday, October 19th at Hard Rock Stadium. More than 20 cheerleaders sailed the Caribbean this past May on board MSC's cruises MSC Seaside to capture the images featured on this year's annual, which will be available to purchase at the fashion show. Go to www.dolphins.com/cheerleaders to reserve tickets to this exclusive event.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.